Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, enjoy the good, the bad, and the dumb, because Ron's going away for vacation this weekend. It's going to be gone for a while.
Yeah.
Man, you got a lot of good, the bad, and the dumb when you get back, man.
I will have to keep tabs on some of the stories that will probably be missed while I'm gone.
Least of your concern when you're enjoing family time.
That'll give me something to do
in Hawaii.
It'll give me something to do when I'm doing nothing.
When you're doing nothing, of course. That's the beauty of vacation.
Yeah, that's what I'll peruse stories and think to myself, that would make a good, bad, or dumb.
Well, the good is that a hardworking guy like you is going to get a nice vacation. But yeah. What is the real good of the day?
The real good of the day. I have to do it. I have to do it, Tony. Philip Rivers.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Congratulations to Philip Rivers and his wife, Tiffany. They are expecting their 10th child.
Well played, man.
He now has the offense he's always been looking for.
Well done. That family is getting it done.
And in case you didn't know, or if you're curious, the age ranges for all the previous 9 range from 21 being the oldest and 4 being the second youngest now.
That's great. So he's spaced them out enough where, like, one goes out on their own and they don't need, like, a mini bus now?
They don't need to add a room?
Yeah, they just go, yeah, we don't need to build another one on the mansion.
21-year-old, I'm assuming she's in college.
Yeah, I'm assuming she's out.
No idea on what the sex of the child is. It's just, I didn't look hard enough. Maybe it was said.
Are there any twins or triplets in this
process?
No,
they're not.
They're not?
No. Wow. Maybe Irish twins.
Man.
Because he has Haley, I'm going to say Haley's 21, then Caroline and Grace. Caroline is 18, Grace is 17. Maybe Irish twins because they're very, very close in age. This baby will be due as expected in October.
Is he still a high school coach?
He is still a high school coach. Yes, he is.
That's what he was doing, right?
How much are you going to afford 10 kids? You got to keep working.
The NFL pension only does so much.
It's not like he made real money in his career.
Yeah, exactly. Well played.
Yeah.
Well played, Philip Rivers.
So, I mean, you have to highlight it, right? You got to.
You do. That's great.
You got to. 10
That's
kids.
Awesome.
I can't even fathom 5.
You
I
know,
have 3.
Yeah.
And sometimes 3 is too much.
I know. I hear you, brother. I hear you.
You sit back sometimes, you go, 2. We have family friends. They have 1 kid. I'm like, you know how easy that is?
We have friends with 5. And it's they like we've been talking to them about, because their youngest is getting married in a couple weeks. And I thought to myself, I told her, I said, our friend, I said, you know, in a couple of years, when now all your kids are gone, one of them is not married, but 4 of them are, you're going to have like an ocean of grandkids at Christmas time. Like the Rivers in 10 years, no, not 10 years, because this has got a baby, maybe 25 years from now,
yeah,
they might be swimming with like 20 grandkids
they may
running
have,
around the complex.
Let's be real, Tony. 21-year-old, say, you know, she finds the love of her life and decides to have a kid right away and says, Mom, Dad, I'm going to compete with your 10.
Yeah, right.
Just hypothetically, she has her first kid at 25. That means that little baby's only 5, right? The one that isn't born yet is 5. So by the time that one has a kid, oldest could be a grandmother.
That's right. That's right.
So you could have grandkids same age as great-grandkids if you're the Rivers.
That's right. You could. And what if every child says, I'm going to have 10 kids too, and you have 100 grandchildren coming home for Christmas, and you can't even know them all?
Good Lord.
Are you Timmy or Tommy? I'm Tommy. Nah, sorry. Grandpa's getting too old.
Yep.
Exactly. And you know, like, grandparents like to give you a little money, give grandkids a little money, like, here's a little money. You got to go to the bank.
It will be a shiny nickel for them.
Yeah, you go. You got to go. Tiffany, you go to the bank, and I need $1,000 in ones and fives.
Exactly.
To give all my grandchildren when they get here. Oh my goodness, that is crazy.
Well, thankfully he has the money.
That's awesome. Love him.
Yeah.
Love, good.
10
good.
Kids. So congrats,
well
Philip Rivers.
Well done. Well done. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. It happened. Strike.
Yeah, I saw this. I saw a bunch of actors supporting this.
So, well, because the actors are on strike as well.
Right, right.
It's, you know, it was originally just a writer's
just
strike.
Just the writers, right?
But SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, their contract expired not last night, the night before. They decided yesterday morning that they were going to strike.
So what does this mean to a guy like me?
What this means to a guy like you is that there will be no red carpet appearances, no Emmy pitches. That's the immediate effect. Like last night, Oppenheimer premiered.
Right.
You know, we just got done talking about it. The cast walked off the red carpet in solidarity. Once it came down that the strike is now in effect, they didn't go to the movie. They walked immediately. They all walked off the red carpet together. I think kind of also to show the support. Because actors to do things for themselves.
Okay, give me a practical reason with this effect. Because I couldn't have cared less about
that's what I'm trying to find out.
Am I not getting television shows? Are we going to have a drought in movies?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm...
What you'll see is what happened last time. You're going to see an uptick in reality shows because really there's no writing involved.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, production-wise, production studios can still operate, especially on reality shows. Now, there are some things that won't be affected, like House of Dragons, if you're into that show. Season 2 is going to go on without any hitch.
So,
because they are not a part of the Screen Actors Guild or the Writers Guild. They're their own separate guild since it's filmed in England.
Okay,
so this is mainly American stuff.
I may be asking the wrong person, but I mean, I'm just going to ask this anyway. So if you don't know, you don't know. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is this similar to like NFL players when they went on strike? They got scab players. Can people go? Well, we'll find
actors
that
are not unionized. Funny that you mentioned that, because the studios are toying with the idea. One of the things, well, it's not to replace actors, but it's one of the reasons why the actors are striking is that instead of studios having to pay background actors,
right?
What they're thinking about doing is filming the background actors, and then using AI to just regenerate them for their purposes in other TV shows or movies.
Here we go. Here we go.
And just using, just re-imaging them all throughout different things, but keeping all the rights, never paying the actor whose likeness they took.
Right.
So it's almost like this, like an NIL deal. No, you can't have scab actors.
You can't have stars. You're not getting any stars. Nobody's crossing the line.
Anyone that's part of SAG, and that's the problem, is that you want to be a part of SAG. I always remember this. Being a part of SAG was always a catch-22. Because you can't be a member of SAG unless you have worked X amount of hours on a show. And you can't work X amount of hours on a show unless you're a SAG member. They still have not cleared that
up. It's weird. Yeah. Like, my sister was in SAG when but I don't think she is anymore because she doesn't do any work. But she did a lot of little works here and there. And I remember her telling me she had to join. There's no other choice. And then, you can't even go to the craft table unless you're SAG.
Right.
On set. And she was on set once without being SAG, and when she went to grab a cup of coffee, somebody said, "Are you SAG?" And she said, "Yes."
Yeah.
She wasn't. But then she became a member, and she became in part of the union, and she's like, "Yeah, the perks are you need to do it."
I was able to go to the craft table when they were filming a movie at my house.
They better let you go to the table.
I can't even use my own bathroom.
Yeah. But all right. So yeah, but
So I mean, there's not going to be. I think for us, depending on how long this goes. But this is, last time this happened, and that's why we got American Gladiators. So maybe we'll get another American Gladiators, and that's why I think reality TV shows will still be okay.
Okay, so let me real quick. I know you said the last time that happened, American Gladiators, that was in the 80s. Why do I feel pops up all the time?
Remember the newer one, the re-release? It was like in 2007.
Oh, I got it.
But it also happened in the late 80s, too.
I feel like this is in the news all the time. There's always Actors Guild, Writers Strike.
For whatever reason,
it's a returning story.
It's like baseball. It's the collective bargaining agreements that are always signed. They're only for a couple of years, they realize the mistakes they made in the first one or the concessions they made, and now they're wanting something new. And that's what's happening here. A lot of it is money. you know, it always comes down to money. They're feeling studio execs are raking in billions of dollars. Like Disney profited billions of dollars as a company. Yet they're still going to be laying people off.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad Pitt told a story once when he was first in Hollywood. He was in a movie where he was pouring water at a restaurant. He didn't have a speaking role. Very, very, very early in his career. And he said they did a number of takes, and then he decided he was going to sneak in a line. And so the woman held a glass, and she poured it, and she was supposed to say, thank you. He wasn't supposed to say anything, but he said something like, you're welcome. And the director went, cut, cut, do not say another word or I'll kick you off. If you say a word in a movie, it's a whole different
pay structure. Then you get a credit.
You get a credit. So, you know, and young people in Hollywood, they're like, oh, I don't know the rules. I'm trying to sneak this. Directors, though, they know the rules. So don't try to sneak lines if you're asked to be an extra in a movie, like a background noise. All right, we'll continue next.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we continue. It's Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio. Good, the bad, and the dumb. We've got the dumb segment. Again, final one before Ron goes on vacation, so cherish these. What is the dumb of the day?
Well, I had to put a unique spin on it because I think it's awesome.
Okay.
Right? And you and I, if you know, we got to figure out some way sometime for people to listen to us during the break. Because sometimes some of our best conversations are during the break.
Oh, I know.
But we were talking about Friends.
Right.
And you were mentioning, like, when that show first started, some of those actors were just dirt poor.
Dirt poor.
But it's not necessarily about that. It was about the fact that, the producers, the studio execs, whoever it might have been, took the cast of Friends to Vegas.
Just before filming,
because they said, like, do this because your life is never going to be the same.
It's good. Yeah, exactly. So enjoy yourself, have fun.
And enjoy the, anonymity?
Anonymity.
Yeah. I can't say. It's like,
right.
You know what I'm trying to say, kid.
But they gave them money to gamble.
Right.
They're like, here, you guys are broke.
But it was the fact that they can walk through the casino virtually unknown.
Right.
That leads me to the dumb of the day. Because if you ever wondered why a certain star player chose Inter Miami to come to the United States and play and share his talents, look no further than yesterday where he was spotted, and I'm talking about Messi, where he was spotted at a Publix grocery store grocery shopping like a normal person would. And sure, a fan or two went up to him to snap a photo, but he virtually was unknown in that store.
I am surprised by this, but not surprised by this. I'm working the double angle here. Like, on the one hand, I'm like, he is a global sports icon. Like, it's very difficult to... It's not everybody, but it's very rare to go. If you are in a room of 50 people, if you're a global icon in anything, that not five people recognize you. But on the other hand, I'm like, no, I'm also not surprised by it because I do understand the American culture that he's not Patrick Mahomes to a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Or he's not, like, say, you know, an NBA star like Shaq or somebody walking through the store that, you know, you see a 7-foot guy, you're going to be like, okay, who is that?
Yeah, and he's not Mr. Beast either.
No.
Who was talking about he can't take a photograph with somebody because they posted on Instagram or whatever, and next thing you know, security is ushering him out of the mall.
Right.
Like, so, but... He should be.
And he very well, he might be, but it also may be the place he's choosing. Because, you know, I'm looking at the Publix, and there were a few elderly people in the background of this photo.
That's right.
And I'm assuming that there aren't followers of soccer.
No, here's the other thing. Always remember this, too. Even if they were, they're just too old to get a snapshot Instagram.
Yeah, they don't
care. They're just like, it's messy. I'm 72 years old. What am I supposed to drool?
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to, like, I've seen it all.
Oh, my God, you know, it's messy.
Like, I'm not losing my mind because of a famous person.
You know what it is? It's your grandmother getting a photo with someone. It's like, oh, I met the nicest gentleman today.
Yeah, I missed the nicest young man.
Yeah, he plays a sport. I can't remember what sport it was, but he said he's pretty good at it. And showing her grandson who, you know, this is my photo with him. And the grandson looking at him like, you realize that's the most popular person on the planet?
I would not be surprised if his team said, that's the Publix you want to go to, man.
Yeah.
That's
Oh, yeah.
The one you want to go to.
I mean, it's very weird looking because you can totally tell it's him. And he's just sitting there pushing a shopping cart. He's got groceries in the bag in the cart. And he's on his way out. And it's just looking like your average Joe.
Yep, exactly.
Just normal. And, that's why I'm saying it's like, I put it in the dumb category just because if people are going to question, why didn't he go to Saudi Arabia and make, be paid $1 billion just to play soccer over there? It's like he's made a lot of money. He has more than enough money. He has generation wealth now. Several generations after him can live freely. But coming here, his family can, it almost looks, seems like they can live a normal life.
It's a very desirable thing to be able to have some level of
anywhere
feeling.
Else in the world, he's, right. I guarantee, when he lived in Spain, when he lived in France, he probably had people shopping for him because he'd get mauled at a store.
Sure.
And so now he can, it's like do those things that was like the Prince and the Pauper type of thing.
Yeah, it's amazing because I'm a little surprised, but I'm not surprised. Like they knew that there were going to be opportunities for this to happen for him, and it happened immediately. By the way, when is he going to play for this team?
I think he's making his debut. I think towards the end of July.
End of July, okay.
Yeah, I think that's the last I heard about it.
All right, very good. So. I'll be playing in July. Yeah, it's a very I don't know. I mean, I've been around covering sports for a long time, so I've seen crowds just everywhere when I leave arenas and they're waiting and waiting and waiting. And you go to events, you've seen it too in Houston where you go, "Hey, our radio station is going to be at this place and so is going to stop by," and the crowd is intense. It's insane. It's got to, after a while, that loses its luster, right? It loses its cool factor. When you're young and you're an athlete, it's kind of neat. People lining up to see you. But after a while, you're like, I gain nothing from this. I gain nothing from this but headache. And like I've said, I've signed millions of autographs. I've shaken many hands. I've said thank you to too many people. Like eventually it gets to a point where you go, I can't do it anymore,
All right, so just in case you were curious, his debut is July 21st.
That's like next week.
Next Friday.
That's a week from today. Yeah.
And you can still get tickets. If you thought the game was sold out, you can still get tickets.
Oh, I'm surprised you can get tickets.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Face value for the ticket is $200.
Oh, okay. That's not bad for the
not
debut
bad,
of Messi.
But I think that's way say you were up there.
To say you were there. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Oh, I thought the switchboard went off the hook, though. I thought the
yeah,
debut.
Yeah, I think most people thought, and I guess there's a few tickets remaining. Not a lot, but there's just a few.
That's great. Well, I'm really
catch him at a Publix.
Catch him at a Publix. I'm actually really curious about his effect. I want to hear about stadiums around the country that his team goes to. Like when he goes to... Say, I don't know what teams are on the rest of his calendar, so I'm just making these up, like Colorado or St. Louis or Nashville or Atlanta, New England, places like that. When he's on the road, what will that effect be?
The Messi effect,
the Messi effect. I'm really curious as to what that will look like, what people will say when it builds a little bit of steam and people go, one of the greatest whoever play is playing on this team in MLS now. That's pretty, I'm curious to see that. But yeah, but I got mistaken for a New England Patriots kicker early in my career.
Nice.
Yeah. I was at a Patriots game. I was 25 or so. And I walked out of the tunnel. And I was going to my car, which was a station vehicle with its logos all over it. And I was carrying the...
Well, that's what Patriot kickers drive,
stuff,
Tony.
Right. And I was walking to the car, and these two girls came up to me, and they asked me for my autograph. And I said... Why? And they said, aren't you the kicker? And the only reason they came to me to ask me, because their boyfriends told them I was the kicker. They didn't know. They had no idea who the kicker was. They had no idea. They weren't enamored that I was the kicker. They weren't waiting for me because they were waiting for the kicker. Just two guys in the parking lot waiting for traffic to diminish told their girlfriends, hey, that's a player. And because I don't look like an NFL player, they went with, he must kick the ball. So they thought I was the kicker. And I said, no, I'm not the kicker. I said, I actually work for that station right there, that car right over there. And then they left. That was it. That was the end of it.
I want to get mistaken for somebody. That's never happened to me.
My Dave Preston, who comes on WTOP,
yep,
gave me a lot of crap for that. He said, you should have signed those autographs.
Of course you should have.
And he goes, why did you tell them you just were a radio guy? Why didn't you just play it up? What do they care? I go, I know. The more I think about it, I should have.
I should have signed those. They probably would have went crazy that, he's a radio guy.
I think Matt Barr was the kicker at the time, the former Giant kicker. I think it was Matt Barr, Chris Barr. Remember the Barrs? Chris Barr played for the Steelers. Remember the Barrs?
Kind of.
I think it was Matt Barr that. And by the way, Matt Barr, I think, at the time,
do I remember the Barrs, Tony?
I think Matt Barr at the time was in his 30s. And I looked like a kid. But they didn't look at me.
I guess it wasn't a flattering mistaken identity? No, is that what you're saying?
It was very simple.
I was in my 20s, they thought I was an old man.
They didn't know, and you shouldn't know, it's not one of the things you would know, they didn't know media people come out of that tunnel too. They only saw Patriot players come out of that place. And the two guys were like, well, you don't look like a linebacker, too ugly to be the quarterback. Definitely doesn't look like a lineman or a defensive back. You know what? He looks like he kicks. Punter or kicker? What do you think, Joe? Let's go kicker.
And let's be honest.
Girls, go get his autograph. He's the kicker.
And football players are the hardest to recognize because you don't ever really see their face.
That's very true. So, but no, stupid me went, no, I'm just a lowly radio reporter taking my company van back to the station. Sorry about that, ladies. I hope you have a great night, and hope to see you again here at Foxborough. That's what I do.